It is the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Justin Kaufman of The Download is here with us this afternoon. We're wrapping things up with this incredible project you need to know about. It is called Project Onward, and we have with us the executive director for Project Onward, also one of the artists there. So, Nancy Gomez, why don't you lead us off? You're the executive director. Tell us about this special place. You're located in Bridgeport, and you have these wonderfully exceptional artists who display their works there.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Project Onward is a studio and gallery for adult visual artists with mental disabilities and disorders, and we provide the studio space as well as all the materials for our artists to create art. And what makes us different from any other studio or gallery is that we pay our artists when we sell the art. They get 50%.
Wonderful. How did this all materialize? How'd you come up with the idea to do this?
Back in 2004, after Gallery 37, some of the artists that were there aged out of the Gallery 37 program. They graduated high school, one of them being my nephew. And a couple of the teachers there decided that they needed some place to go after high school. And so Project Onward was created.
A natural graduation for that whole thing. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Well, let's bring the artist in. Let's bring in Andrew. Andrew Hall is an artist with Project Onward. Andrew, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Talk about your art. I mean, obviously, we're going to get into what you guys got coming up next month, but talk about, I mean, get an opportunity to give us the elevator pitch on what you produce as an artist. What can we expect to see from you at Project Onward at the Bridgeport Art Center?
Well, you can expect a whole bunch of realistic work with a whole bunch of color work and everything, like a lot of graphite, a lot of pen work.
Okay.
There's a lot of painting techniques and everything that I do. I do portraits, I do buildings, I do trains, I do landscapes, seascapes, you name it, I name it, I do it all.
Do you do, when you say landscapes and things like that, is some of, I know you're from Chicago, is this inspired by Chicago, or is this inspired
everything
from everywhere?
I actually went to Germany about 4 years ago for a project I did for CTA, and I was commissioned by them, and they sent me to Germany for, but I had to complete the project, and then they sent me out there for a glass project, and I was there for like 10 days. I was able to, you know, look at the color features and everything, and then we went to this place called the Nordschweinzer Castle, and that was one of the pieces that I actually done so far, as far as like, you know, going outside the country and looking at the landscapes. And so the castle was it was about 11 by 14. It was a pen and ink and a watercolor.
And the castle.
Yes.
What inspired that?
Just by going there and then looking at the whole like architectural, inspired by the King Ludwig. And there was something that I wanted to, you know, bring back to Chicago. And so when I got the picture, and I just like, you know what, let me just make this look great. And so like I remember like doing like Thanksgiving break, I had about like 2 weeks left to complete like this project that I was doing, because I was working on like several other projects. And so I stayed up to like, I did like 16 hours a day just working really hard on it. And then when it got to like the last day, I was like, I think I was up to like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man.
And it came out great. It was so realistic. Like you could see like the details in the castle, you could see like the people. The trees, like the whole landscape, the water and everything.
Nancy, when we listen to Andrew's story, how do you select the artists for Project Onward? Talk about how you get involved with the project.
Artists find their way to us one way or the other. Sometimes they come through high school counselors, or they come through social workers, or they just hear about us. And what they would do then is contact us and bring in their portfolio. And through a series of interviews, we decide, and they decide, whether we're a good fit for each other, because we have about 50 artists ranging from the age of 22 through 65, and we're like a family. So they don't necessarily have to have a professional artistic background or schooling. They just have to be good artists. And That's basically it.
I'm intrigued because I've seen the work. I've been at the Bridgeport Arts Center. Love it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the Project Onward stuff. It's a great, especially you go on the Fridays when the whatever the month is that you
Our third
go,
Friday.
Third, day, fri- mm-hmm. third Fridays. It's interesting because it's not art therapy. There's a distinction here. This is not art therapy for people who have disabilities, mental or physical. This is honoring the artists that have those ailments and their art, not necessarily doing it to be some sort of therapy.
You're absolutely right. We don't teach art. What we do is inspire art, and we do that by telling our artists that we're having an event such as the one we're going to have now with the honoring legendary African-American artists. Mm-hmm. And the artists get inspired by something like that, and then they just run with it. And we're always so surprised to see the outcome of it.
You mentioned it's like a family. Is it also a place where artists inspire each other? I mean, you're talking about people who are naturally creative and already so accomplished, but then they come together. I would imagine that creates great energy.
Absolutely. Especially when a new artist comes in and brings a new type of art that they may be doing, other artists will look at it and say, wow, maybe I could try that. Mm-hmm. But also, we also try to push the boundaries of our artists too, because after all, they're artists and they're always thinking about something that means something really special to them. So in the case of the African American artist event that we're having, we've asked some artists to do something they haven't done either in a long time or something they've never done at all. So one artist may be doing artwork in foil. He creates sculptures in foil. We asked him to do it in clay, and it's unbelievable what he did. Another artist we asked to actually paint in paint, and because he usually draws with colored pencils. Mm. And he said, wow, I haven't done that in 8 years. Mm. But he took to it like a duck to water, and we just can't, you know, we're just astounded by the artwork that comes out of it.
I want to bring Andrew back in. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm intrigued because, you know, you might think automatically when you're talking about art that's being done, and we said it's not therapy, but a collective of artists that are coming in who both have mental and physical disabilities, that would somehow hinder the art. Talk about, and I know this is, you know, talk about how your disability helps your art. How does it make you stand out in terms of the art that you produce and the artist that you are?
Well, it basically helped me to get stronger, like, every day. Like, if I'm having a bad day or something, or if I'm feeling down or depressed about something, or something could be going on, like, I always try to find ways how to come back, like, a lot stronger. It's almost like lifting weights, basically. It's like a lot of times, like, you're going to have people that's going to, like, doubt you a lot. So what I try to do is I try to come up with ways to, like, you know, be stronger. Like, every day, like, I would find, like, new methods. Like, I was listening to music. Like, I have my headphones on. I listen to, like, my favorite music every day. Like, keep inspired. Mm-hmm. Or I might look at something that might inspire me one day. And next thing you know, come back with something, like, totally different. Like, they'd be like, how do you do that? Like, my music.
The music, yeah.
You know, it's interesting because someone with such talent like yours, artistic mm-hmm. talent, and you meet people that are special like you who have that. And it just, there aren't enough venues, there aren't enough avenues for people like you to thrive because being an artist is tough, let's face it. But you've created something here that really can make it a career for you.
Actually, I have. I've been doing art since I was about 2 years old.
Wow.
And I remember a story that I haven't really told anybody, but I told some people about it when I was about 6 years old. There was a pair of Jordans I used to want when I was about six. And so my cousin had them. And so I was over at his house one time. And so I used to tell my dad, I was like, Dad, I want these gym shoes, like real, real bad. And he was like, well, I'm going to see what I could get you. So he bought me like some patching you in gym shoes. So you know what I did? I thought, you know, went on my cousin's house. And then when I went home, this is back in like 92. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I drew the shoe out with a blue Pilot pen on a notebook paper on each side, and I took some scissors and I took some scotch tape and I taped it on both sides of my shoes. Around my house, God. Like it's my new Jordans. And it looked exactly like the shoe too.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew then.
And I drew that all in my head too, Ashley.
Oh my gosh. Some people just have these gifts.
Some of the artists that that are inspiring the work, the influential African American painters and sculptors, Kerry James Marshall comes to mind here in Chicago. How important is it for the artists that work at Project Onward to be inspired by not just great African-American artists, but Chicago artists? Kerry James Marshall from here. Talk about how important it is to have that local flair to Project Onward.
Well, Project Onward artists struggle with mental illness or disability every day, but they can come here, create art, and become more confident with themselves, especially through the sale of their art. Other artists overcome shyness and depression while creating their art at Project Onward.
So tell us how people can see, can go to see this, and you have an upcoming reception and event. Exactly the details for us.
Sure. The National Endowment for the Arts, as well as the Chicago Community Trust, gave us a grant to exhibit these 15 portraits of legendary African-American artists during Black History Month. And it's a ticketed event, and you can go to projectonward.org to volunteer, to buy tickets, to donate, and you could also come to the Bridgeport Art Center. We're on the fourth floor, and you could visit us and actually look at all the art and talk to the artist as well. They love to have visitors.
Andrew, to wrap up, I mean, what's it mean to you to be a part of this, to be a part of this that's coming up this next month? I mean, what's, as an artist who's a part of Project Onward, talk about how important it is for you.
It feels great because I finally have a big opportunity to express my creativity. And I think with this project right here, there's a little bit more going on besides like the realistic stuff. So it's like a little bit of like the design part, and it's like a mixture of realist. So it's like two styles put together, and I think it's going to be great.
And this is also a 501(c). People can make donations, I assume. Would you just go to your website for that?
Absolutely. Again, projectonward.org. You can go to donate and purchase tickets for the event. And if you want to help us out more, you can volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Hey, you mentioned someone in your family is also still involved, or was...
Yes, my nephew? Lewis, yes, he's still an artist there. He comes in maybe once a week, and he has a project over at the 606, mm-hmm. So he keeps pretty busy with his art. But he has auditory problems, so he comes in and he keeps his earphones on the whole time, but he loves coming in and talking and hanging out with the rest of the crew.
Well, it's wonderful to see so many artists inspired and thriving in this environment that you've created. So thank you for sharing with us, Nancy Gomez, Executive Director for Project Onward, and Andrew Hall, one of the artists. Head over to projectonward.org if you want
Thanks,
some
guys.
More information.
Thank you.
Thank you.